All right, so Greg Owens is here to talk to us really on your first visit after being newly reelected. We talked to you, or elected. We talked to you then, and now you've been on it about 10 months. I know there's probably been some areas where it's really been a pretty steep learning curve.
Oh, it still is. I'm still walking around learning City Hall. There's no doubt about it. Finding my way around the building.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you're in the middle of the budget process. I guess you've really had a chance to drill down and see what's what.
Absolutely. And the mayor indicated to me he'd be in next week to talk about the budget process, and he was looking forward to answering those questions regarding the budget process.
Well, let's talk for a minute about how Brian really. There's been some outstanding announcements as far as growth is concerned. In fact, I guess later on today, the Axis pipe groundbreaking takes place, huh?
Well, 10:30 this morning, yeah. Axis pipe and tube groundbreaking, $150 million plus investment, maybe as high as $200 million, 300 new jobs. This is big news for the city of Bryan. Someone once told me that when you're a politician, you know, this a lot of people had a lot to do with this, and I'm new and didn't have a lot to do with it, but they told me, oh, you always take credit for it. I don't know what you think about that, Scott. I'm not going to take credit, but it is exciting to be around and get to watch the process, and I am looking forward to being at the groundbreaking today at 10:30 a.m. And
one of the things that I guess it seems based on, we've talked to some folks who are in city administration for the last couple of weeks, and good news is that it looks like the tax rate's going to be down, and you're going to be able to hold the line on some essential services that the city has to provide.
And add some new police officers. The tax rate's going down for the second time in a row. Add a few new positions, and a few positions that were being provided for with a grant are going to be solidified with this new budget coming up, and we're doing some exciting things. Now, I do want to point out tax rates are going down, property values are going up, but that's part of the being involved in an active, growing, vibrant community.
As a member of the city council, what do you think is the, the chemical equation that's making Bryan someplace that's a lot of people are looking at as far as industrial and commercial growth is concerned?
Boy, I don't know. That may come into play being new, but you are right. People are looking. Bryan was ranked top city for job seekers, number 9 on the list by NerdWallet, a consumer advocacy site.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes named Bryan College Station number 5 nationally on their list for their 2013 list of best small places for businesses and career.
Mm-hmm.
That's a national list there. And Kiplinger ranked BCS 3rd on their 10 greatest places to live for 2013.
I like to, when I have a council member in, I like to talk to him about it, a situation as one member of council. And so I ask you this as one member of council and what your point of view was, because I don't necessarily remember. The development that was going to happen off Chick Lane on the west side as the first development for residential homes, there was some discussion as far as setback was concerned, and council decided to go against the wishes really of fire officials as far as the amount of setback that was involved in those homes. How did you vote on that, and what was your thinking behind it?
How did I vote on that? I voted for it. It's not something that hasn't been done in this community already, and it's commonplace in other communities throughout Texas. We need those price point of homes in our community. We're very blessed to have a lot of new building starts, and building values are high, but there's a segment of the market that needs to be filled over there.
Talk to us a little bit about...
And I want to point out that those lots aren't necessarily rectangular shaped, and the setback, you know, I understand from a public safety standpoint the concern, but it's not always an absolute that you're going to have just 10 feet between the two structures.
Certainly. Talk to us a little bit about the struggles as far as putting an infrastructure in on the west side, because the Walmart Supercenter, that center that's going to have that, is a great thing to have, but then there are challenges as far as the ancillary things that have to go on around there.
Boy, Scott, being new, that's a tough one to comment on.
Oh, listen, he's going to play the new card on me again.
We've discussed this. Yeah. I get the new card today.
Yeah, you do.
And we're going to have some elections. There's going to be someone new on city council, so I'm going to play my new card on that one.
I need to find some tap dance music.
Yeah, that's good.
Here we go.
One of the things that we found out, really, this is something that just happened Monday. TxDOT has has contacted both cities, both Bryan and College Station, and said that now you're going to have to be responsible for, as it stands, state highways within the city limits of Bryan and College Station. Now, I know that that's going to mean a funding source is probably going to have to be found, because I'm sure that you don't have that in the budget for this year, or probably would be able to have it next year to have 1179 and some of the other state highways that are in there. And you see that as a concern?
Oh, that would definitely be a concern. That's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah. The letter came out Monday. The announcement was made on Friday, and there's going to be a hearing later on this month. But the problem I see is that Bryan already has basically a road fee use, one of two cities in Texas to have that, and so a funding source would be difficult. How would you feel about the idea of maybe some areas in...
Scott, I thought it was my turn to ask a question. Did you know that...
go ahead.
I have my questions written down here, and you didn't even let me ask you one.
Okay, I'll let you do that in a minute. But what do we do as far as developing a funding source if we need to improve Texas highways that are within the Bryan city limits?
Well, we'd have to look at that in the capital improvement process, probably.
Yeah, which now brings up another question, I think, about...
See, there you go. You skip me again, Scott. Oh,
okay.
That's not how this works. You don't get questions. We get questions.
No, that wasn't what the...
I know you're new.
I'm new. I get questions.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Do you know when Texas Reds is?
Texas Reds is September the 27th and 28th in downtown Bryan.
And are you aware we need volunteers?
Do
you?
We
need volunteers for Texas Reds.
Okay. Okay, so you're volunteering Kevin? No, Kevin, you're probably working it, aren't you?
I'm already volunteered.
Kevin, you do not have to live in Bryan. You can live out in the county or in College Station. Just come volunteer for Texas Reds. Steve Warner and John Conley will be...
Now, trends. All right, while we're talking about Texas Reds, I can come up with a question for anything. Now,
remember, I get another question.
Okay, you'll get another question in a minute. Transitionally, this is something that the city of Bryan is doing this year for the last time, and then Downtown Bryan Association is going to take that over.
That's our hopes, yes.
The thing is that a lot of people who work for the city of Bryan worked Texas Reds as well, and were paid to do that. With that group gone and a need for volunteers, do you see that that's a situation that might make it a little more difficult for Texas Reds from an expense standpoint?
Could make it more difficult from an expense standpoint, but it would be good to get the community more involved in the festival. I mean, this is a festival to promote our city and promote our past and our future, and we look forward to Texas Reds every year. Don't look at it as something that needs to make a profit. Of course, we want it to be as self-sustaining as possible, but I just feel like the more people that we get to volunteer and give their input, the better the event will be for the community.
As long as it doesn't rain on Saturday night, right?
We don't... Absolutely. Want that
to... And we still did better than the year before.
There you go. Okay,
I was going to ask you that question knew that.
No, that we did better last year, even without the big...
With the rain out.
Well, and again, it's going to be, I'm sure, that it will change. It's really hard to get something. That's like trying to push a rock down the road. You got to get it started first. And after you do that, then maybe there's a little bit of momentum.